This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'zei Chanishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisachar Berish. Last week's parasha ends off that Pinchas did a zealous act by killing Zimri for having been Boyel Aramis. And the halacha states, HaBoyel Aramis Kanoim Poigimboy, one who has relations with the guy. Zealous people are allowed to kill him. In this week's parasha, Parsha's Pinchas starts off that Hashem said, Pinchas ben Elozo ben Aaron HaKoyin, Heishiv es chamosi me'al b'nei Yisrael. Pinchas turned back my anger from the b'nei Yisrael. Bekano is kenosi b'seichem, when he zealously avenged my vengeance among them. V'loishilisi es b'nei Yisrael b'kenosi, and I therefore did not have to destroy them. I did not have to destroy Klal Yisrael with my vengeance. The Vilna Gaon is bothered by the word heishiv in the pasuk. Heishiv es chamosi. Pinchas turned back my anger. Why doesn't the pasuk use a more appropriate word? Like Bitel es Hamasi, he nullified and dissolved my anger. What's the reason why the Torah writes, Heshiv, he turned back my anger? Secondly, asked the Goyin, Pasuk in Tillim, Kapitel Kuvav says, Vayamoid Pinchas vayefalel, Pinchas stepped forth and executed judgment against Zimri, Vateyotzar hamagefa, and the plague ceased, Vatechoshev loy litzdoko, and it is considered for Pinchas as an act of tzedakah. Asked the Goyin, what's the connection between Pinchas' zealous act of killing Zimri and tzedakah? Why vatechoshev loy litzdaka? And the Goyin answers that Klal Yisrael were instructed to give a machsa shekel in the Midbar. One reason given why specifically a machsis hashekel is because in the word machsis, there is a hint that tzedakah tatzil mimavis. Tzedakah can save someone from death. The letter tzadik in the center of the word machsis represents the word tzedakah. The first letter of tzedakah is tzadik. The letters on either side of the tzadik in the word machsis is ches yud, chai, life. The letters further away from the tzadik, the first and last letters of the word machsis, is mem tof, mace, death. This shows us that tzedakah is makarev, it brings close chai, and furthers mace, tzedakah tatzel mimoves. Through Pinchas avenging Hashem's honor and killing Zimri, he stopped the plague and was matzil Klal Yisrael from Moves. So in essence, Pinchas' act was similar to tzedakah. Tzedakah is tatzel mimoves, and Pinchas' zealous act saved Klal Yisrael from death. That's why in Tehillim the pasuk says, Vatechoshev loy litzedakah, because Pinchas' act was like a tzedakah. It was matzil mimoves. The Goyin goes on to explain that this is the reason why the pasuk says, Heishiv es chamosi, and not Bitel es chamosi. Because of the word chamosi, mem tof, mace, are the letters on the inside of the word. And ches yud, chai, are the letters on the outside. Because chamosi, when Hashem is angry, misa is close, and life, chai, is distant. But Pinchas, through his act of kanois, was heishiv es chamosi. He reversed chamosi. He flipped around the letters, and was makar of chai, and furthered mace. Like the pasuk says, that he did an act of tzedakah. He was like machsis, where chai is close and mace is far. Through Pinchas' kanois, he was heishiv es chamosi. He turned around the word chamosi and brought life to Klal Yisrael. Second Dvar Torah for this week is that in this week's parsha, Klal Yisrael are counted again before they entered Eretz Yisrael. And we find that the total number of Shevet Binyamin from the age of 20 and up was 45,600. Shevet Dan was much larger, with their total being 64,400. What's interesting about these two totals is that Shevet Binyamin was much smaller, even though Binyamin had 10 children, and Shevet Dan was much larger, even though Dan had only one son, Hushim, who was deaf. So from the 10 children of Binyamin emerged 45,600, and from the one deaf child of Dan emerged 64,400. The Chafetz Chaim says that from here we see that the potential within individuals can often be unpredictable. Someone who seems unproductive today may surprise us by achieving greatness tomorrow. Similarly, those who seem to be highly productive can fail to live up to their initial promise. 10 children can end up to be smaller in number, and one deaf child can end up to become very numerous.